Thanks for listening to this message from the life of St. Bees. We're a church that loves to empower, equip, and inspire. And in order to better fulfill this call, we're currently undertaking an audacious church relocation project. Find out more, including how you can take part, at www.goandgrow.london. Thank you, and may this message better help you to live a life full of adventurous faith.
Well, it's Easter Sunday, and of course that's a time of great happiness and celebration, but I do want to just start with something serious. Because just 1 week ago, Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltrame exchanged himself for a hostage in a supermarket, a 40-year-old mother who was worked on the checkouts, called Julie. At the time, the Super U supermarket was under siege by an Islamic terrorist, a jihadist terrorist, who had already killed two people. And Arnaud Beltrame must have known that in exchanging himself for that woman, he would, as a result, go to his death. And sure enough, that's what happened. He died that she might live. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And Paul elaborated on this idea by saying, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Arnaud Beltrame did not know this woman. She was a complete stranger to him. And so he laid his life down for somebody he didn't even know. And as he did that, he was showing us the love of Jesus Christ, that Jesus has laid down his life for us. So where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Can you see Jesus? He's in there. I bet you can't see him. Someone in the first service spotted him. Can you see him? Where is Jesus? He's just to the right of the J. Did you see him? Atanas saw him. He's just the right. You can see him. He's there. Where is Jesus? Now, I'm going to put up a number of pictures, and I'm going to ask you, is Jesus there? And you can answer no or yes, okay? So we'll come to the first one. Is Jesus on the cross? No, he's not on the cross. The cross is empty. He was on the cross, but he's not on the cross anymore. Is Jesus in the tomb? No, he's not in the tomb. The tomb's empty. He was in the tomb, but he rose back to life and came out of the tomb. It's an empty tomb now there. Is Jesus in the church? Yeah. Ah, you're not so sure about that, are you? Or is he in the church? Well, look at the picture. He's not in the picture, is he? Is he in the church? Oh. Maybe not. We're not so sure. Is Jesus on the street? Yes. Where is he? Can you see him? I don't know. We're not quite sure. Oh, you think he's behind the advert? Is Jesus in the home? Well, he's not there, is he? He's not in the picture, is he? Is he? No. So where is he? We're a little bit confused as to where he is. Okay, we've got Luke who's going to come and read our next reading.
This reading is from Matthew chapter 13. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy that field.
Thank you, Luke. Well, the reading says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure. Another way of saying that is that Jesus is like treasure. He's precious. He's like treasure. So we're going to have a treasure hunt. Now, no, don't get too excited. But there is a prize. There is a prize. It's a prize for who can find Jesus. Because under somebody's seat, there is a Jesus. So I need you all to look under your seat. And if you're too old and stiff like I am to look under your seat, you get a little person to do that for you. So literally right underneath. Underneath a seat. There's just one. There's just one. Can you find the Jesus? Oh, somebody's got the Jesus. Someone's got the Jesus. So here's the prize. Do you get the Jesus? There we go. We got him. We got the Jesus. Wow. So Jesus, he is like treasure. He is like treasure. He is precious. Like in the story that Luke read to us. You remember that story? A man found treasure buried in a field. So he just stumbled across it. And so he didn't dig up the treasure. He just buried it again. And he went off home and he got all his possessions, everything he'd ever owned, and he sold the lot to get as much money as he could possibly get. And he then went and bought the field because the treasure was so valuable, it was worth selling everything to get that one treasure. And that's what it's like Jesus. He is so precious. He's so precious that you sell everything to get him. Because he's not dead, he's alive. He's so alive that he will never die again. He's more alive than any of us. So when we find him, it's worth giving up everything to get him. So when we do find him, where is Jesus then? Where is Jesus when we find him? It's not under our seat. It's not in the church. He's in our hearts, isn't he? Because Jesus promises to be with us. He promises to come into our lives and be with us forever. Once we've found Jesus, that precious treasure, we want him in our hearts. Paul prayed a prayer, and I want to pray that prayer for us now as the band prepares to lead us again. This is the prayer that Paul prayed. Let me pray it for all of us. I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith, and that your life will be strong in love and be built on love. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are alive and that you come to be with us. You come to live in our hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.